Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys. A man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Mikey,
I'm so happy.
I see a big smile on your face. You were telling me last week how much you missed a certain person who's involved with these proceedings, and that certain person, he's back.
He's back.
What did you do to poor Mikey last week?
Made him the last couple weeks.
Oh, man.
I didn't do anything to Mikey, Billy. I mean, you're the one who took 3 weeks off. I mean, what do you want from me?
The crazy thing is I still have 9 to go.
Do you really?
I'm telling you, when they called me.
Time out. You have 9 total, so you have 6 to go, or you have 12, which means you would have 9 to go.
No, so they called me to ask me what my plan was, like the couple days after my baby was born. And the last time, they told me, like, you have 3 weeks of paternity. And I made the mistake last time of like, well, I'll space it out throughout the year. You know what I mean? So like, I'll take a week off, which ended up not being a week off really because we had that 24-hour marathon. So then I took another week after that and then I kind of got back to it. But I was also like working at home from at the time because of like the COVID situation. So it was like I was finding an easier balance than going in. Whatever. So long story short, I was like, you know what? I should probably just take the 3 weeks straight because I know I'm not going to go back and take the weeks later in the year because I never did it the last time. Which also, like with unlimited vacation, does it really matter? But anyway, so when they called
me. The answer is no.
Well, so when they called me and they asked me, and they're like, well, what is your plan for paternity? I'm like, oh, you know, like I set it up, like we're, you know, in a good spot for like the different shows for the next couple weeks. I think I'm just going to take the 3 weeks straight. And I felt like almost like a guilt in saying like I'm going to take the 3 weeks that I'm like, you know, given for this. And they're like, well, it's kind of changed since the last time. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go. I'm going to have to tell my wife mm-hmm. that I have to be back to work tomorrow. Like, this is going to be right. like a whole right. thing. And like, we don't really do paternity anymore. I'm like, oh, boy, this is headed in a bad direction. Like, I'm going to like be docked now for not going the last 2 days. And then they're like, now that the company just calls it parental leave and everyone gets 12 weeks. I'm like, what is this now? Like, wait, what? What's this? Yeah. So then. I was like, man, Like, I really botched this negotiation of how much time I'm going to take off at the beginning, because I just came out and said I'm going to do the three. And they're like, well, you got 12. So now I don't know. But I can never disappear for 12 straight weeks. Obviously, I couldn't just be gone for 3 months, especially headed into football season. So I think I have
Try.
Yeah, I mean, you could if you wanted
try.
To. I mean, so your guilt went to like, oh my God, like disappointment because you left 9 weeks on the table.
I mean, I could have taken at least like one more, right? And then like, because it's still a slow time in sports. There's not a ton going on. There's a trade deadline, but like there's not a ton going on right now. So I could have probably taken off a little more headed into football. So I have to figure out. I mean, I'm going to take when my wife goes back to work, I'll probably take that week just to kind of make that an easier transition. And then like after football season, take, you know, some time and spring break and stuff like that. But yeah, like it's almost like, well, I'm not going to say it's too much time because it's not, but like, yeah, it's, there's a lot. Have kids if you can, Stugatz. It's like, go in there and have kids. Well,
I've been begging my wife because you get 3 weeks off and now I've learned that it's 12 weeks off. I've been begging her, let's have another child. I spent the entire weekend doing that. How does it work with twins? Do I get double the time off?
That's a good question. You should strike while the iron's hot, I would say, before the policy changes again, because like, it seems like it's something that's like, you know, changes from time to time. You kind of have to get it right at the right time.
Is this a retroactive move, by the way? Can I go back and like, you know?
I don't think so.
That's not how it works.
I have a question for you based on something that I've noticed that's going on here. Is Stupotomy a golf podcast now? Because it seems like you've built this great relationship with the PGA. And like every week, it's just like, who won the tournament? Like, you want him on Stupotomy? Like, yeah. And you're getting all these. Yeah.
If that's what
great
it turns into, yes, if that's what it turns into, I am fine with that. Like the PGA Tour likes us. They like this show. We've had the Open champion on. We've had the U.S. Open champion on. This is going well for me. I love golf, Billy, and it's July and August, you know?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised that you haven't tried to turn this into like, we should do God Bless Golf. And I don't know why I'm saying this out loud, because I know that now like that those wheels are going to get in motion. But like, I'm surprised with this relationship, we haven't tried to turn it into that. But knowing how things work out, like once we announce that we're going to do a golf podcast, then that well will dry up and it'll be like, well, who do we talk to about golf? And it'll be like, well, let's get like, I don't know.
Lord.
Yeah, it'll be Drew Millard every week.
Oh my, we have Lee Hodges coming on Stupidity.
Hey!
He won his first tournament at the 3M last week and qualified for the FedEx playoffs, which kick off August 10th with the St. Jude. But I like this. Who's the last non-golfer we had on Stupidity? It's a great question. I will tell you next week, Ron Say. Okay? Like, not a
penguin.
Golfer. Yeah, the Penguin.
Neil Everett last week. Neil Everett.
Yeah, we had Neil on last week, Billy.
Yeah, Neil on to talk about what? Just ESPN time and stuff like that?
Yeah, just to, you know, kind of recap his career, talk about what's next. Neil's, yeah, talk about his cool vibe and all that. Billy would love Neil Everett, right, Mikey?
Oh, yeah. Neil and you would vibe very well.
I don't think he'd like me, though.
Yes, he would.
I like him. I don't think he'd like me.
I don't think Neil doesn't like anybody.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Like that's just not in his DNA.
No, I don't think he dislikes anyone, but I don't think that he would necessarily like me, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Right. Like he wouldn't hate me, but he wouldn't
I don't think he does hate though. That's what Mikey's trying to say.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't think he'd hate me, but I don't think like I often think that I'm kind of like people just don't think of me. You know what I mean? Like that's the relationship I have with people. Like I'm very easy to forget. I'm a very forgettable person. So like I'll encounter people, I'll meet people, whatever, and they'll never remember that they met me because I don't leave a good impression on anyone. It's not a bad impression. I just don't leave an impression on people. You know what I mean? So like people forget that they meet me all the time. I can't tell you how many people have said to me, nice to meet you. And it's like, we've met three or four times already.
Sims loves you though.
Was it that you did that too? That it was like, I probably shouldn't say the name. But I remember that you did it to Hank Azaria when Hank was on to talk to you about the Knicks. You're like, oh, you know, Billy. And he's like, do I?
But he's met you. He's been in our studios. To your point, right?
I'm very forgettable. I'm telling you. So when we were like younger, now that like we're older, it doesn't happen as much. But like we used to have like these like get-togethers, like couples get-together things or whatever, like birthday parties or like stupid just crap that you like invite fellow couples over to do, like, basically just like to come over to the house. And there was this couple that were like friends of our friends. And I swear to God, and I probably should have, but I swear to God, for like 2 years, every single time we went, this one couple would say, "Nice to meet you," to me and my wife, every single time. And they must have said, "Nice to meet you," to us like 5 to 6 times in a span of like 2 years. And it's like, we just saw each other at pumpkin carving. It is gingerbread house activity. Okay. This was like 2 months ago. I know that I'm forgettable, but it was like, are you okay at this point? Cause it was 2 months ago that I saw you.
Mikey, how long do you let that go before you just call the couple out? Like, Billy should say something.
Never. No? I will never call them out on anything.
See, I'm much more subtle and funny about it. And I'd start telling them stories that they told me that I remember.
Ooh.
Like, I would like start that. Doing things like that to them. Like, oh, yeah, I met this one couple that at pumpkin carving, and they were saying blah, blah, and then wait for them to be like, that was us.
You know,
like, no, it wasn't.
You know what? I have an idea. I think this is what, if there's people listening to this and they are in a similar situation or will be in a similar situation, I think that what you should try to do when talking to that couple or those people again is like almost assume their identity. So like, think about things that they did or said to you and just say it as if this has happened to you or this is something that you're going through. And then they'll be like, oh my God, like, how weird is that? Like, this happened to me too. Like, what a small world. Like, what a coincidence. That's crazy that this is happening to both of us.
Yeah, make it weird.
Yeah, make it as weird as possible. But the danger in that is that then maybe they'll think like, oh my God, we have so much in common. Let's be best friends. And it's like, you don't even know who I am. And we've met so many times. I don't want to be your best friend.
But that's even better, because the next time you see them, when they're like, oh, I think we're going to be friends with that couple, you just be like, hi, nice to meet you.
That's a really good
You had move. Your chance.
That's a really good
Assume their identity all the way, Billy.
I really like that.
But Billy, you're not about making things more uncomfortable.
No, you know what actually is funny? If every time you meet them, you tell them a different name too, right? And just see like which one sticks. And then like ultimately when you go like all in and you start retelling them about themselves, you assume their names too.
Does your wife get upset? Is she like, we just met them? Like what? Like how many times do we have to hang out with them before they remember who the we are?
No, I don't think she gets upset. I think she's just like, yeah, I don't like, they're a little just kind of like, they're out there. What's going on there?
Do you want them to know who you are? You don't. It seems like you don't. Yeah, like
I'm fine with them like not knowing who I am, right? But like, how do you guys also deal with like this situation? Because I come off as rude unintentionally to people, because I also assume like if it's someone that I knew from like years ago, it's like, well, they don't remember. Like if you run into someone from like elementary school or something like that, right? Like, do you assume that everyone that you run into that you haven't seen in like 10, 12, I guess with social media, it's different now, right? But like, I assume if it's someone that I knew from my childhood, like they don't remember me. They don't know who I am for anything. Like we work Stugatz, for example, Kristen, who works with us, went to my elementary school. We're the same age. She was in the opposite class. And we had like a good 3 weeks at work, 2-3 weeks, like encounters going back and forth, where both of us were like, so do we ask that person if they remember us from when we were like 8 years old, or like, do we not? Like, did you go to this school? And I was like, and then finally one time she like broke the ice, like, hey, can I ask you something? Did you go to this school? And I was like, yes, thank you. Finally, you're the one that asked the question, because I've been thinking about this for like 2 weeks now, and I'm not going to be the one to ask. I'm fine living in that awkward space forever.
I know you are, Billy. I'm familiar with you. Thrive work. There.
But it's not even like thriving there. It's just like, I would rather live in a world where I come off as kind of rude and I feel like the insecure, like privately insecure, than the awkward like, hey, and then they do like the, hey, nice to meet you or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just so bad with names. I'm so bad with remembering if I've met people or not. Like, I am doing some shows at WFAN this week with Greg Giannotti, and someone wrote an article about it asking how we know each other, how long we've known each other. And I responded, I think this is the first time he and I will be meeting.
But
I'm not 100% confident. I mean,
that's dangerous. You got to just be more vague than that, you know?
I mean, maybe in passing at a Super Bowl or something. I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah.
But we've been in similar circles for decades. You know, that kind of like.
Yeah, you just throw in like, oh, you know how this industry works, you know, like things like that and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, Billy, I will tell you this, since you asked the question about the golf show. Mikey is right. We had Neil Everett on last week on Stupidity. We took Brian Harmon and we put him on God Bless Football. How about that little switcheroo?
I did see that switcheroo, and I was wondering how that came about. I just kind of like, because they asked me like, hey, can you send us the link for this? I'm like, where the hell did he put that? Right. And then I started digging and I found it. I'm like, this must have been like a Wednesday or Thursday interview is how this ended up there.
Mikey, how'd we arrive at that? I asked him a single football question.
First off, that was a great use of the word "we." Like I had anything to do with it. So basically, what happened was,
well, you were busy. You were doing Billy's job.
Oh my goodness. What happened was that you did the extra show in New York, the live show, and then you were only going to record so much. So you were like, "Hey, that 16 minutes we did previously, let's just throw that on God Bless Football." So there's 16 minutes left I have to do of God Bless Football.
Right, because I went into that event thinking I was going to get Peyton Manning and Roger Goodell and perhaps Larry Fitzgerald. I got none of them. I got Justin Tuck. And he was great. He was fine, but I got no one else. So it was break glass in case of an emergency. We had to get creative. And I remembered I asked Harmon a single college football question, just one, and that was good enough to get on God Bless Football. You're good with that, right, Billy?
Yeah, you know, it's the off season. Look, like 2 weeks before, we had Nitro on from the American Gladiators. So like, and he was basically instructing us on how to use steroids safely, I guess. I don't even know. It was very weird. It was like a pro steroid show with it. Afterwards, yeah. I think I even told you guys, I go, I don't know if that was the most responsible thing that we've ever done.
Weren't we supposed to have his like doctor on or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was actually thinking, gang, now that we're all here together, and I know this
gang.
I know this isn't a meeting. This isn't a meeting. This is an actual podcast.
We got Lee Hodges waiting. All right, go ahead.
I was thinking, we should do a God Bless Football fantasy episode where we help Nitro draft his team, right? Like, oh, we have to do that.
Yes. We have to.
He was legitimately asking us about his fantasy team. And then I was thinking of, if that goes well, taking it a step further. And this is, I don't know why I suggest these things, because this is just really making a mess of things. Having just like a quick, like, weekly drive-by with Nitro of like, hey, how'd you do this week in fantasy? And then keep it moving. You know what
I'm
I mean?
I'm in. Let's put him with Mojo and Nitro. The guys.
That's a dangerous combination. Can we have Nitro be our fantasy expert when he told us he doesn't know anything about it?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to do a fantasy preview and then a fantasy check-in weekly? Is that what you're saying with Nitro?
That's what I'd like to do, I think.
Little Matthew Cherry? I mean, how about that?
That lasted one entire episode, if anyone remembers who Matthew Cherry is, which was Greg Cody pretending to be Matthew Cherry.
Wow. He was awful at it.
Yeah, that wasn't the best.
By awful, I mean he was Greg Cody.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Lee Hodges.
Oh, yeah.
He went to Alabama. I'm going to ask him, Billy. I'm going to make you uncomfortable on your first day back, but we need an Alabama correspondent.
Don't ask
so
him
I'm going
that.
To ask. Why?
Oh, come on.
Why would you do that?
What do you mean? Don't you think you guys don't find it fun that if we're doing this show, God Bless Football, it's been wildly successful. Okay. We all enjoyed doing it, I think. But wouldn't it be fun if like Lee Hodges just came by every week and gave us a quick update on Alabama? You want to do a fantasy update with Nitro.
But we haven't even spoken to Lee yet. So you don't know if it's going to go well, but you've already decided that you want him to be on the show every single week.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are you saying? He could be terrible or he might hate us.
Slow down. How did you date? Like, did you just propose to everyone your first date?
Yeah. Okay. Billy, I'm that guy. It's like, I want a shot of tequila. I don't want to drink 15 beers. I want to get straight to the sex. I mean, let's go. I mean...
Billy, I missed you.
Billy, you don't understand that, Billy. I just want to get drunk as quickly as possible.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just, right, I was actually trying to leave it for that to be the last thing that you said introing Lee.
Let's bring Lee Hodges on the golf podcast. Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Lee Hodges, a first-time winner on the PGA Tour, won the 3M Open. He qualifies for the FedEx playoffs, which start August 10th with the St. Jude. Lee, thank you for joining us. And I'll just tell you this. Wyndham Clark joined us right after, I think, his first victory, and very good things have happened to him since. He has won the U.S. Open. He has made the Ryder Cup team. You're in good hands, Lee Hodges. You understand that?
I love hearing that. Yeah, no. Thanks for having me on. That's awesome.
Did you have any sort of expectation? Did you think before the weekend started, I'm going to go out and get my first tour victory this weekend? Like, did you have any idea this was coming?
I mean, I knew I'd been playing well for a while. I mean, I knew that my game had been trending in a nice direction. And I knew that me and my team that I surround myself with had been doing all the right things. But, I knew after Friday afternoon, I was going to have a good chance. I just knew that my game was in a good spot. And I knew mentally I was in a good spot. So, I knew I was going to have a chance. Did I know I was going to win by 7 shots? No, but I knew I was going to have a chance.
But if I told you before the tournament you were going to go wire to wire and win by 7 shots, you would have told me what?
Nah, you're crazy. But I knew my game was in a good spot. I mean, I knew I was playing well, like I said. And, I wouldn't have been surprised if you said I had a chance to win. But to win by 7 shots and lead every day, I would have probably called you crazy.
Is that the best golf you've ever played?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Yeah. I mean, that was a special week and just gives me a lot of confidence going forward that I know that game's in there.
You checked the bank account today? I asked Wyndham the same thing. I ask every golfer who comes on, you checked the bank account, didn't you? You won over $1 million, man. You checked the bank account to make sure the thing went through.
I have not checked it, but I actually think it hits tomorrow. So maybe I'll check it tomorrow.
So you went to Alabama. You played golf at Alabama. Did Nick Saban call you?
Hell yeah.
He did. Yeah, he did. That was tough. That was the most nervous I was all week by far. I think I gave him a bud and a pal, and I kind of blacked out. I kind of wish I just would have called him coach.
What do you mean you gave him a bud and a pal? Like, why not just Coach Saban or Nick or something like that?
I just kind of blacked out, to be honest. I don't really remember what I said, and it was a lot. And Coach Sewell was there, my Alabama golf coach, and he just kind of came up to me with the phone, and Coach Saban was on. I wish he'd gave me a little bit more of a heads up, but I kind of panicked, and that was easily the most nervous I was all week. But no, it was great to talk to Coach. He's he's the ultimate competitor. So anytime you kind of win and you're talking to somebody like him, it's super special.
I like the idea of Nick Saban being like the president of Alabama. So whenever anyone from Alabama does anything great, Saban gets on the phone and calls them to congratulate
I think
them.
That's how it works, Billy. I actually think
he could run for governor and win by a million votes.
Oh, 100%.
Listen, don't give him any ideas, okay, Lee? Yeah. I mean, he will. Wait, so how does that come up on your phone? Like, how do you, like, do you have Nick Saban's number in your phone, or how did it come up?
No, it was Coach Sewell's phone. Coach just walked up to me with his phone, and Coach was on the phone. And he was just like, hey, Lee, here. Coach wants to say congratulations. And, you know, in his voice, he was, hey, Lee. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then I kind of blacked out.
You blacked out, huh? Because Nick Saban, is that the coolest call? It had to be the coolest call you got after winning, right?
Yeah. No doubt, yeah. I mean, Coach Saban called me. Greg Byrne, the AD at Alabama, called me, which was pretty cool. And then I got some nice text messages. So, yeah, it was really cool. Nice to hear from a lot of people.
Do you and Harmon fight at all? Because we had him on after he won the Open Championship. He went to Georgia. He loves Georgia, hates Alabama. Do you guys give each other shit or what?
I don't give too much to Harm. I don't know Harm all that well, but Sepp Straka and Grayson Sigg, those are the two guys that I love to gig. They're two of my closest friends, and man, they've been giving it to me, and I've been trying to give it back, but it hadn't been working out too well for my side so far. They've got us the last 2 years, so but no, I love to give them crap.
Where'd your love of music come from, Lee?
Yeah, I mean, I've always kind of been a music fan. My stepdad is a huge music guy. So I guess kind of just being around him, listening to music with him.
What kind of music are you listening to?
I'm either country or he's a big 80s fan. So any of those 80s rocks, I'm a big fan.
What's the celebration song after you win a tournament? Is there a particular song you go to?
No, not really. Just happy. Just, you know, anything upbeat.
Anything upbeat. You should play golf with Saban now, by the way. I mean,
yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to play golf with Coach. When I was at Alabama, when it wasn't football season, he would come out to the facility and hit golf balls a little bit because Coach Sewell gives him swing lessons. So it was nice to be around him a little bit there.
This feels like something you need to strike where the iron's hot with Nick. Like, now that he has your name at the top of his head, like, now's the time to start asking for things. Maybe look at the schedule, be a guest at one of the games, something like put in the request this week before Nick Saban gets distracted and moves on to something else, I think.
Yeah,
before someone else at Alabama does well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
Which is coming very soon, by the way. I mean,
no doubt. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Justin will probably win the next 3 weeks, so then everybody will forget about me.
By the way, how Nick Saban is that he has questions on his golf swing and he just goes to the Alabama golf coach to teach him how to golf?
No doubt. Yeah. Coach Sewell has, I think, been giving swing lessons since Coach Saban got to Alabama. They're very, very close friends.
Wait, but if Sewell has to work with you or Nick Saban, he's choosing Nick Saban? Like, I mean, Sewell's got to get his priorities straight here.
100%. I mean, no doubt. He's for sure working with Coach first.
Is Saban any good? Spurrier. I almost said Spurrier. He's Saban any good?
He hits it fine. His short game could use some work. His chipping could use some work, and he knows that. He always comes when he's at facility. He's always chipping, and I would watch him get mad on Coach because Coach Sewell is an unbelievable chipper. And Coach would try to help him, but actually hits the ball solid. Hits it nice, actually.
All right. Lee, I'm telling you, I want this Coach Sewell on the show if we can make that happen.
He's fantastic.
I have questions for him.
He's fantastic.
How do you feel about being an Alabama correspondent for a show called God Bless Football? Is that something you'd be interested in, or what do you think? Billy, we need an Alabama correspondent. He loves football. Yeah. He loves Alabama. Why not? Why not, Lee Hodges?
Lee, not? This is just a precursor to him asking you to get Saban on with us. Yeah. That's all this is.
Okay. Well, I just called him Booty, but I don't know if I'm the greatest person to ask.
Now, listen, Mikey, I'm going to use Sewell for that, okay?
Yeah.
Billy, you're going to love this. You collect baseball cards, correctly?
Not as much baseball, football and basketball, but I have a few baseball.
All right. So what's the show off card? The card that you're proudest of?
Oh, I've got a Luka rookie card. We've got a couple Patrick Mahomes rookie cards. I did it with one of my buddies. His name's Kyle. And, that's just our fun little hobby. We've got some nice ones though, but it's just a super fun thing to kind of get your mind away from work and stuff like that.
What's the most valuable one you have? Is it the Luka one?
It'd be the Patrick Mahomes.
What's it worth? Do you know?
I don't know. Maybe 1,000, a little bit more.
Wow, man! And how'd you get into that?
Just through my buddy Kyle. A couple years ago, I just kind of thought I needed, because I'm a big hunter and I like to fish, but not as much as I like to hunt. But you can't hunt all year round because that's not everything's out in season. So I was kind of looking for a little bit something more to get into, just to kind of get my mind off of golf. And he was into cards and kind of helped me get into it. And man, it's super fun hobby. And I've really enjoyed it the last couple of years.
Are you someone that'll like throw a ton of money at like these expensive boxes of cards? That's like one of one. And then you do like the thing with a little knife and you're like, and like on Instagram.
I like to watch them. I haven't got into the many of the really expensive ones. Those are a little bit too risky for me.
Seems like a waste of money.
I'd rather just go there. If you get into like a really expensive one, it's a for sure waste of money. Like, I've gotten in one or two that are like 100 or 200 bucks, but some guys are spending $5,000.
Yeah.
And like, that's crazy to me. Like, I'd rather just go buy the card that I want.
But now you can. I mean, any card you want. Yeah. Well, tomorrow, make sure the wire goes through first, and then tomorrow. Can do that. Lee Hodges is with us. Won his first tournament on the tour, the 3M, and makes the FedEx playoffs here starting August 10th with the St. Jude. Can you put us there? I love this question because the first victory is, it's got to be one of the great moments in your life. And so as you're walking down Sunday, the 18th fairway, you know you've got it sewed up. You know you're winning the thing. You're up by 7 strokes. What's going through your mind?
Just gratitude, honestly, for everybody that's helped me get there. And, it was very self-rewarding. Like, I feel like everybody dreams of like making a putt on the last hole to win. But honestly, I was super grateful to be able to enjoy that walk up there. That was awesome hearing the fans. I think some of them were chanting "Roll Tide," which was super cool. And seeing my wife and everybody behind the green, it was just a super rewarding moment. And all the money in the world and all the FedEx Cup points can't buy that moment when the putt went in. That's what we're all chasing, to be honest.
You mentioned hunting before. What are you hunting?
Yeah, I love to duck hunt. That's my number one passion. I tell people all the time, I play golf to fund my hunting hobbies. So duck hunting is my favorite, and I'll deer hunt as well. I like to deer hunt, and I've gotten into turkey hunting the last couple of years. So really, hunting just in general that's kind of my getaway from golf.
The FedEx playoffs coming up August 10th, starting with the St. Jude. Ton of money at stake there, and also a lot of pride, a lot of ego there. You're excited. You made it, man. Congratulations to you, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, man. Yeah, it's great. That was our goal at the end of the year, or at the beginning of the year, was just to make the playoffs and then make a run. So, yeah, here we are, and we're in a great spot. So tomorrow I'll get back to work to try to make that happen.
How do you feel about Tiger now being a major part of the PGA Tour, really representing the players here moving forward? That was announced today. It's a big move for the PGA Tour, and you couldn't pick a better person to have lead the players through whatever you guys are going through right now and into the future. How do you feel about that news?
I think that's fantastic. I mean, if there's anybody I could pick, it would be him. He's the ultimate face of our game, and he's always going to look out for the players and our best interest. And yeah, I think that's probably the best move that the tour's made so far in this whole ordeal.
All right. So the best feeling here for Lee Hodges, and we'll let you go in just a second. Okay. Is it hunting and, shooting and killing a couple of ducks, I guess. Is it getting the right card? Is it winning a golf tournament, or is it getting a call from Nick Saban?
It's for sure winning that golf tournament, man. That's something I've never felt before. But I am looking forward to my next call with Coach. I think I'll handle it a little bit better.
Yeah. Pal.
After you win your first tournament, do you start like looking yourself up and see like all the headlines and what people are writing about you at all, or are you too busy?
No, I haven't done that.
Okay.
They would be mean to you, Lee. I got to be honest.
Well, because I have a specific question, and I'm wondering whether or not you saw it. So the tournament was in Minneapolis, and
I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
Did you see the push notifications that said golfer no one has ever heard of blows out no name competition at Minnesota's PGA Tour event?
I today. And then they sent another one right behind it that was like nicer.
It seems not necessary to send the first one out.
Right.
Who did you piss off in Minneapolis?
I don't know. I mean, I think plenty of people have heard of Tony Finau and Justin Thomas and JT Poston. So I think I don't know who wrote that, but they I don't think they were correct.
They heard of you now, Lee. Okay, that's it. So
that's right.
I mean, Nick Saban's calling you. You know.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we get your college coach on, and are you interested? Answer the question, because I don't want Billy and Mikey to influence at all, okay? I just want you on, straight up. I want you as an Alabama correspondent. So how do we get this done, okay? I will not ask you to get Nick Saban. I will ask your coach for that, right?
Yeah, anything you want to know about Alabama football, I got you.
Yes! I mean, Billy, you heard him!
I'm locked into Alabama football all the time, man. I love it. I bleed crimson, so it's my favorite thing.
Okay, so I promise you, okay, if we have you on again to do this, we will only ask you about Alabama football, and that's it. We will not ask you anything about golf, anything about hunting, anything about music or baseball cards.
I'll have a lot of Alabama football opinions.
All right. You should be on the sidelines, by the way. Billy's right. Strike while the iron's hot. Exactly. Get some sideline passes. Call a couple of plays.
Now, yeah.
Call a couple of plays.
Especially with those cupcakes they play at the beginning of the year, you know. Call a couple of plays when they're up 55-7 or something like that.
Perfect.
All right. Hey, we're super happy for you. Congratulations, and good luck with the FedEx playoffs coming up starting August 10th at the St. Jude. I'm sure it was one of the great weekends in your lifetime, man. So we're super happy for you, and it was exciting. I watch every weekend, so it was exciting to see you walk down the 18th fairway knowing that you had won your first. I saw the smile on your face, man. I saw some tears, too, but it was cool to see it happen.
Yeah, thank you, guys. That was awesome. Yeah, appreciate you having me on.
All right, you got it. We'll talk to you in a few weeks for the first Alabama game, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. See you, man.
Sugats, you know what I'm just realizing?
What?
Just based on the rules that we talked about in the intro.
Yeah.
Could have aired on God Bless Football.
Oh.
See, we could have just asked him about Saban.
Listen to me. We got Ron Alabama. Say later this week, so we can put that on Stupidity and put Hodges on God Bless Football. Back-to-back weeks with a golfer on God Bless Football.
You remember that great PGA relationship you had?
Yeah.
Keep putting it on God Bless Football.
Yeah.
Listen, it's worked out for us, guys, right? Like this PGA relationship. Wyndham Clark, we had no idea Wyndham Clark was going to do this. Like we had him on, and he won the U.S. Open, and now he's on the Ryder Cup team. Like that's our guy right there, you know?
Yeah.
You take some swings, you know? If Lee Hodges turns into a major winner, we'll get him again.
That's true. I mean, it did work with Wyndham, so.
It did. It just hasn't worked with Homa.
It has not worked with Homa at all. Homa's too mainstream once we got to him, you know?
Yeah, he was too big. He's too popular.
He didn't have time for us. That's fine.
I know. How do you guys feel about Lee Hodges? Do you think he wants to be the Alabama correspondent? Or?
Yes, but now what do we do with that? Every week we're just going to check in with Lee about Alabama football?
Hey, Lee, how do you think they'll do against the Citadel this week?
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
I think they're going to win by 62 this week. Like, great.
How about just for the big games?
Yeah.
He gets a saving, though.
He gets the coach. That's exactly right. Like, that's the thing about all of this is like, it's like, I'm not going to ask you for saving. I'm going to ask you for the coach. Like, great. So now we're going to talk to Lee and his coach so that you can eventually ask someone for saving.
His coach, I mean, let's be honest. I don't know, like, his coach should get his priorities straight. And Nick Saban, by the way, please, are you kidding me? You have enough money to go out and get your own golf coach, okay? Leave Hodges' golf coach alone, for crying out loud.
Mikey, can I tell you, and this is a little bit of a betrayal for Stugats, but I think it's funny, and I think the audience will like this story. So you remember when we spoke to Rachel's lacrosse coach, right? And we did an episode.
Yes.
So one of Stugatz's big selling points on that was she's good friends with Belichick. Belichick's going to pop in and surprise her. And then he goes, wouldn't that be great? I'm like, yeah, that would be great. He's like, I think we should do the interview just so we could get to Belichick. I'm like, okay, I'm sure we're going to get Bill Belichick on that interview. Surprise, Bill Belichick never appeared on the interview.
But she was great on her own.
Permission to put it on the poll.
Go ahead.
Permission to put it on the poll. Does Bill Belichick ever just pop in?
He's got to be a terrible Zoomer, right?
Oh, worse than Golic.
I don't want that. It's not going crazy.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Stu, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.